ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8 and text number 21. In the matter of attaining the Supreme, Lord Krishna introduces his own abode, the description of the abode, and what are the salient features that distinguish this supreme abode from the all other. And after telling that it's an eternal realm where everything which has been so far manifested on a temporary level, they will be all annihilated, but my abode will remain as it is, without any change or disturbance. In this particular verse, he tells something further. Avyakto akshara ityastamahu paramam gatim yam prapya na nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. Avyakta means unmanifested, akshara means infallible, iti thus Uktaha is said, tam, that, ahuhu is known, paramam, the ultimate, gatim, destination, yam, which, prapya, gaining, na, never, nivartante, come back, tat, that, dhamma, abode, paramam, supreme, mama, mine. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
That which the Vedantists describe as unmanifest and infallible, that which is known as the supreme destination, that place from which, having attained it, one never returns, that is my supreme abode. The supreme abode of the personality of Godhead Krishna is described in Brahma Samhita as Chintamani Dham, a place where all desires are fulfilled. The supreme abode of Lord Sri Krishna is known as Golok Vrindavan, is full of palaces made up of touchstone. There are no trees called desire trees that supply any type of eatables upon demand. And there are cows known as Surabhi cows, which supply a limitless supply of milk. In this abode, the Lord is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, and He is called Govinda, the primal Lord, the cause of all causes. The Lord is accustomed to blow His flute, Venu Kanvantam. His transcendental form is most attractive in all worlds. His eyes are like lotus petals, and the color of His body is like the color of clouds. He is so attractive that His beauty excels that of thousands of cubits. He wears saffron clothes, a garland around His neck, and a peacock feather in His hair. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord gives only a small hint of His personal abode, Golok Vrindavan, which is the supermost planet in the spiritual kingdom. A vivid description is given in Brahma Samhita, Vedic literature, Kathopanishad, 1st Khanda, 3rd chapter, 11th verse. It states that there is nothing superior to the abode of the Supreme Godhead, and that abode is the ultimate destination. Purushanna paramam kinchitsa kastha paramam gatihi. One, when attains to it, he never returns to the material world. Krishna's supreme abode and Krishna himself are known different. Being of the same quality, on this earth, Vrindavan, 90 miles south of Delhi, is a replica of that supreme Golok Vrindavan, located in the spiritual sky. When Krishna descends on this earth, he sports on that particular tract of land known as Vrindavan, comprising about 168 square miles in the district of Mathura, India. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Svapadandigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Abhyaktokshara Ityastamahu Paramam Gatim Yam Praptyana Nivartante Taddhamam Paramam Mama Krishna introduces the abode, and one peculiarity of this abode is that once going there, there is no situation of return. We in the material platform, we are so habituated to get return where we started, we need to go back to our own home. Every day and night we experience the return. And it is too difficult to conceive the faith on where there is a place of no return. It is a frightful thing for material calculation. If we think we can, we are going, we tell goodbye forever and never to come back. It means we will have in front of us so many uncertainties, so many insecurities, so many anxieties, and so many dangers. Even though they may not be there, but it starts popping out in our mind. Makes us very fearful in existence. But Krishna is telling this particular abode of his, with so many variegatedness and factual and eternal. If it is eternal, where is the question of cheating? It's a permanent place. Our permanent addresses are changing almost every 4 or 5 years. Wherever our job takes us, our addresses change. Nonetheless, the government agencies ask, where is your permanent address? Because they have their own business to track us down to get at least income tax and other things. And we don't feel anxiety. Oh, it is normal. In material existence, we are dead sure that if we have a permanent job, permanent place to stay, and we think that this gives us a permanent security. But this permanence is in the realm of impermanence itself. And we do not care to look into what Krishna says about. He repeats even in 15th chapter. Na tadvasayate suryo, na shashanko, na pavaka, yad gatvana nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. Prabhupada says that Krishna's abode is such that there is no need of moon, there is no need of sun, there is no need of electricity. And we start comparing that realm. But it is ever effulgent, cannot be conceived. We become fearful. Because we live in the realm of fear all the time, we are habituated with the fear. Fear is the cause of death. Death means uncertainty. But, again, this material world where death is so certain, nonetheless, it does not make us worry much. We start arguing, oh, everybody will go to the place of unknown. Who knows wherever they go? Because I do not know, it's all right, because ignorance is bliss. Why should I disturb my mind to go to a place of unknown which I cannot think of? This is the reason because of the differences we are finding in manifested and unmanifested world. We don't have faith in manifestation. I mean, non-manifestation. Manifestation is the only life. We have been manifest. But manifesting is essential to give us education about everlasting manifestation. Even though our bodies are changing, our work situation is changing, our mentality is changing, even our houses are changing by whatever the circumstances could be. The changes are inevitable, but yet we purposely ignore the changes and we think at least we are existing, which is a permanent thing. But existing again in a changeable body, that is not the realm we have to think. Everybody changes, so I'm also changing. I will become old and invalid one day, and yet I cannot imagine what will be my situation after death. Because it is not that there is lack of knowledge. There is no lack of knowledge. Knowledge is there, but perception is not there. To perceive something is beyond understanding. If we want to perceive the reality, then simply understanding will not work. Prabhupada said, do you follow me? Do you understand? Krishna also says, so many times, have you heard from me? What did you hear? Can you understand this? Please try to understand. Srila Prabhupada will always say that. To emphasize something that we negate ourselves, he is putting forward that please do not ignore yourself. Ignore your reality. If we keep on ignoring, then ignorance is the realm that we go into. that may be termed like hell, miseries. Miseries, painful situations are also born out of ignorance. So if we are living for a particular pursuit of happiness, then happiness is supposed to be investigated. If we are part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, who is all happy, happiness is our ingrained nature. It is an integral part of ourselves. It cannot be obtained through external, temporary pursuits. So Krishna here gives the highest benefit to those who are devoted to Him, those who are trying to approach Him, those who are trying to understand Him. He is calling out the living entities from the temporary hallucinating, the fleeting material experiences, and try to understand the factual eternal realm. Krishna gives intelligence to understand what is eternal and what is temporary. And anybody who wants to look into is easy for him by comparative study. He says in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, because Arjuna was in a miserable situation, miseries come from temporary and fluctuating aspect, and which is not factual. It is illusory. So he says, if you want to know the truth about you as a permanent entity, then you will never cease to be. What you are lamenting is for the impermanence, and it doesn't make sense. So, impermanent nature and permanent nature. Here it is considered, and in the words like kshara and akshara. Dvavimau purusho loke ksharascha akshara evacha kshara sarvani bhutani kutastha akshara chate. Kutastham is steadfast in intelligence. Those who are not intelligent, then they may not be able to understand themselves. That is perfect, however scholars they may be. But if they fail to understand their own reality through the intelligence which is sufficient enough to consider, not negate, a purposeful negation out of ignorance is not an excuse. If you are a real person, then try to live a life of reality. And for the real, there is no cessation. If you live a guaranteed life without cessation, the lifetime guarantee is there, then why there is a worry? Why there should be a misery? And Krishna teaches this by reasonable argument. Kinasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayoropi drashtontata tadarshibhi. The seekers of truth have realized that for the permanent there is no cessation, and for the unreal there is no endurance. So akshara means infallible, which is not going to change, not going to degrade, not going to negate. It will have an eternal permanent value. That situation is akshara. Krishna's abode is akshara. This abode is not akshara. It is kshara. You think material world is reality or temporality? Everything changes. It makes us change, forces us to change. But if in an akshara or infallible situation, which is easily available to hold on, which is akshara, infallible. Why we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Why are we chanting? And we are supposed to chant unceasingly. Always chant. Because it gives us akshara position. It helps us to keep us always aloof from falling down. What is the remedy if somebody who is falling down, what do we say to him? Prabhu, chant Hare Krishna and hold on. Hold on. The body likes changes, but the soul doesn't like change. Soul is our reality, not the body. Body may be temporary, but you can't trust the body much. It is as sure as death, and when the death comes, the body is going to give us up, rather than we think, oh, I will leave the body happily. Bet you. No way. So, Krishna is giving the positive attitude to understand the realm of the reality. And it is not a fearful proposition. Yad gatvana nivartanti tad dhamam paramam. Oh my God, what am I going to do there if I cannot come back? My friends are here. For madmen, Prabhupada cuts a joke. He was telling once upon a time when he went to Sheffield in England, there are coal mines there. One priest thought these poor people who are living in the mine, they do not see daylight, what to speak of any knowledge about Jesus Christ. Let me go down just out of compassion and I will tell them something and enlighten them. So he goes down with a special permission and he said, brothers, brothers, I have got a good news. Good news. They thought they got a newspaper wala to come and distribute something. He says, no, no, not newspaper, but the news that you did not know. Or if you would have known, when you come down, you must have forgotten. I have come to tell you about the good tidings Jesus Christ is giving us. So they thought he might be another miner. The miners in the dark, hardly they see their face, each other's faces. So immediately, somebody popped up. What is his number? What is Jesus Christ's number? They thought he is another miner. And Prabhupada said, this is the situation of all of us. When Krishna is giving good tidings and encouragement of an eternal world, we think something completely opposite. He will say even very pointedly that mamupetya tu kaunteya dukkhalaya mashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmana samsiddhim paramamgata. highest achievement in the human form of life is that you come back to me through the process of pure devotional service, and that will be yielding perfection of all siddhis. And you will be giving up this material miserable world once for all. It means you are not going to come back. So, how much faith you will have to that Golok Vrindavan Dham? It is simply a pie in the sky or flowery language, or it is a matter of cultivating eyes to see exactly how Lord Shri Krishna, and he becomes the central of all attractions. Not only that, what is the need to go there? How to get relief for once and all? So it requires very, very stern faith. Faith has to be kept on verifying at every stage of development of devotional service. Without that, on our own thinking, taking some portion of Lord Krishna's words and not the others, we will never be able to progress fast. So, to become a devotee, to cultivate faith on Lord Shri Krishna and His supremacy with all securities, it's a great achievement in this form of human form of life. So, without faith, understanding has no value. Without faith, verification of the two comparative situations, temporary and permanent, will not become effective. One will have to lead a stepwise, verifiable life of devotional service. Therefore, Rupa Goswami gave us a very secure process that in the beginning we start with Shraddha, faith. But that Shraddha at the fifth stage should have to become Nishtha. Nishtha means confirmed faith, unshakable faith. And to come from Shraddha to Nishtha, we are told that association, bhajana kriya, anartha nivruttisya, these three should be taken care with our own efforts in association of the devotees, not alone. This is Kali Yuga. We are always misdirected, always fearful, always skeptical. If we hear once, and if we are tempted to get something more and more, but then let it be secure. Rupa Goswami gives us secure process. So, when we are confirmed, it's like a mountain of the faith. Mountain is unshakable. So therefore, it is called Akshara. Akshara position, not fallible. And when we are in an Akshara position, then we can understand Krishna's promises about His abode, which is going to keep us without change of mind, in our own innate nature to interact with Him in devotional service. This is becoming more meaningful. Without that, it's simply words. So therefore, we need to practice. Chanting Hare Krishna in association with the devotees will give the potency of the Lord to generate required faith, required attraction to the Krishna, and required or qualified bhakti. Satam prasangam mama birya sammida bhavanti rada karana rasayana katha. Krishna is telling that in the association of the devotees, when his potency is available, when there is proper exchange of his divine qualities, activities, form, name, if they are discussed, and such discussions fall on our eardrums and enter into our heart, that is a proper state of hearing. So Krishna will check you. Are you hearing? Are you cultivating the required faith? Are you associating with the devotees properly? Then naturally, if we go carefully about it, the way it has been said, then bhakti will manifest. One has to acquire qualification in this way. How does the qualification to advance in devotional service come? Generally, devotees ask that I am a fallen one and I cannot do, I have problem in chanting, I don't have time, I have this and I have that. But these are the fundamental aspects that we have to put stress on, and one should be properly guided. It is not a self-inductive process. Holy name can do miracles. That is Holy Name's jurisdiction. But we can't take it our own interest, advantages of the Holy Name. No, it's an offense. We are told that if we want to take the Holy Name, we have to take in the mood of service to the Holy Name, not to take advantage of the Holy Name. The Holy Name is, however, to be chanted in association of the devotees. So, the purpose should be served of chanting, means serving the Holy Name. So, Satam prasangam mama birya samvidha bhavanti rad karana rasayanat katha taj joshanavam apavarga vartamani apavarga. If we are progressing to the this Golok Vrindavan dham, from which one does not necessarily have to return, then apavarga is a secure path. It comes, the result of liberation, apavarga means liberation, that will be secured. Otherwise, pavarga is there. Taj joshanavam apavarga vartamani. Apavarga, you know pavarga, the alphabets in Sanskrit starting with pa, fa, ba, ba, ma. This group of consonants are called pavarga. Pa means parishram. You work hard, you obtain some result called phala. Pa, pa. If you take phala, you are bound up, called band. Ba means bandhan. If you are bound up, then naturally fear, bhaya, pa pa ba bha, bha means bhaya, bhaya means fear, and fear means definite change of the body, mrityu, death will be there. These are all painful. Even parishram is painful. Parishram, shrama. Shrama means useless labor. Everybody works. Human being works, donkey works, but the aim of the work is to attract the all energetic Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose energy we borrowed and employ in work. It's not our own energy. Energy is of the energetic. We have borrowed the energy. So, it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that whatever suggestions that we have been given in our working attitudes, even in Varnashram, dharma svanutistha, even in religiosity, whatever been prescribed as regulative actions, you know, if we perform dharma svanutistha punsam visvakshena kathasuya notpade yadi ratim shrama eva hi kevalam. All these works, however diligently we do perform, but if they fail to get attracting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then consider it's useless. And useless work is called shram. Otherwise it is called karma, akarma or vikarma. But shrama means useless. It's a waste of time and energy, Prabhupada said. That is called shrama. So, here we are told that we have to employ these services to attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we don't care. Negation is a stumbling block. Negation can be easily done in a state of ignorance or knowing also. If somebody is knowledgeable about Krishna but he doesn't want to devote his wholeheartedness and his service or live for the sake of his service, it's partial. So in that extent that will be shram if it is not devoted to Krishna. So, the idea is that the shrama is useless. So how is it going to become devotional service? We have to perform anything and everything because it is the performance is through the borrowed energy of Lord Shri Krishna. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi. Karma is emerging from Brahma. Brahma aksharam samudbhavam akshara. The infallible Lord Shri Krishna, his abode and everything. Brahma is coming. Brahma means Brahma Jyoti. In the book, The Transcendental Pathway, that Srila Prabhupada wrote, the same verse is described, but he takes on to the impersonalist, those who are aspiring for merging into Brahma. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi. But brahmaksharam samudbhavam. Beyond the impersonal Brahma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aksharam, infallible position. While Brahman is a fallible position because it's devoid of devotional service. Anybody who is not performing devotional service will certainly be casted into a fallible entity. So to secure our position, we must perform all that we do as devotional service. That's what Krishna is asking. Yat karoshi, yadashnashi, yajyuhoshi, dadashi, yat tapasyasi kaunte, tat kurusho madarpana. Please offer it to me. Whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever you perform as an austerity, whatever you do for charity, whatever you perform finances for. Everything should be done as an offering to me. Because all that is a conduct, it's coming through his energy. We have borrowed the energy. You may say, where does the energy to play come? Where is your energy coming when you play soccer or anything? Do you play soccer? Where is this energy coming from? Oh, I eat prasadam. Prasadam, where is it being formed? Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava. The prasadam or the grains, beans, etc., that is coming from the rain. If there is no rain, nothing will grow. Parjanyad anna sambhava. Yagyat bhavati parjanya. And the rain will only fall when there is an harmonious working with the nature is there. Otherwise, you can see El Nino effect, greenhouse effect, and so many things. It is all disturbance in the working of the nature. The man created. So parjanya means the supply of the rain. If man does not indulge in the working of Mother Nature, should not pollute air, water, earth, anything. Who pollutes? Whose consciousness is corrupt. Whose consciousness is polluted, he will do pollution of all different kinds. So, we see yagya karma samudhava. Yagya is performed through the energy of the Lord, that is called karma. But karma, which is meant for satisfaction of the Lord, is called yagya. But the karma is the foundation, and karma means the performing energy. It is coming from Brahma. Brahmaksharam samudbhavam. Ultimately, Brahman is supported by the infallible Lord Shri Krishna. So, he is becoming the center. So therefore, all that we do must be for his pleasure. It is plain and simple. That is called devotional service. So therefore, Prabhupada was talking about the impersonalists. They fall down. Brahma Jyoti is not an infallible situation. They may think, manina. But Bhagavatam says, no, they fall down. So, Krishna's realm is infallible. Brahma Jyoti may push us back and forth, coming and going nature. We don't have to risk that. We can't become impersonal with Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can you become impersonal? You have to become personal and interact on his terms, not on your terms. So therefore, we need to acquire a secure situation, and this sloka says that it is achievable by process of bhakti. Not process of knowledge, not process of meditation, but process of bhakti will put us on the platform of akshara, infallible nature. So, we should get inspired instead of getting afraid to go into unknown. It's not unknown. Everything will be known if we know Krishna. Prabhupada would quote these verses from Vedas. It is, Kasmin bhagavo yasmin vigyatam sarvam evam vigyatam bhavanti. If you know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything else will be known to you automatically. So how to know Lord Krishna? Through his instructions we can know him. By performance of devotional service we can know. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Brahman is effulgence of the transcendental realm. It is only the effulgence. It's like light of sun. So similarly, Krishna's embodiment, which is transcendental, but it effulges, it emanates the light. People hang over in the light. It's a hanging state. But we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, not simply light. So that is, light is Brahman, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You can't interact with the light. You can interact with personality. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes?
You were saying, Harishchandra is working hard. The Krishna Prabhupada said any time, how many hours can a devotee work in a week? Because, you know, we're not supposed to work like donkeys, right?
Right.
So, Krishna Prabhupada said any time,
you have to work as much to keep the body and soul together. Beyond that, it is going to entangle you. So therefore, in other words, crudely we can say, simple life is the best life. But again, simplicity is a matter of comparison, a comparative way. Therefore, in our literature, you will find so many examples like Kolavecha Sridhar in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What kind of simple life he has. Haridas Thakur, what is the simplicity? And what is the most amazing thing? Well, none of us are simple. We came to United States in pursuit of complicated life. Happiness is a distant thing. It was simply an idea hovering in the sky, pie in the sky. Who is happy here? I know you are transcendentally mad. That's why. Only devotees can be happy. Non-devotees cannot become happy. Why devotees become happy? Because they chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So time for Aarti.
Spiritual master. He has disciples all over the world. We will have Aarti now. Aarti Kirtan will rise and chant the names of God at 7:30 at the vegetarian feast. If you want to associate with Maharaj, please see after 7:30. Hare Krishna.